Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, friends, and sumo wrestler opponents. My name is Ian, and I will be your host for today's episode of The Week of All Play. Yes, another day, another game from All Play. And today, we have a very special game called Slambo. Slambo. Designed by Ryan the Boulder Richford. It is a 2-4 player game, 5 to 15 minutes. And artist is our fantastic person who we've actually already talked about this week in a different game, which, you know, we talk about a lot of games here, but Say Beppu, who works with All Play, I would assume, in this scenario. So, again, beautiful artwork. As always, well, Slambo is a sumo wrestling game, but with cards, which, you know, how do we do that? Let me explain. Well, in Slambo, a player will have a hand of cards, and you'll be playing against each other, you know, sumo wrestling back and forth, keeping the cards from 0 to 10, the total number of cards. Between 0 and 10, back and forth you go. You will continue to battle on until one player is completely humiliated and goes above or below 10 or 0. And you bring shame upon yourself as you have become the loser. And the other player will claim Haiji, which is to bring shame upon that player. So that's it. It's sumo wrestling in a card game. So stay balanced or get slammed. I can't stop laughing at this game. I think it's so funny. One of the iconic things about sumo wrestling that, if you didn't know, was the Heikkyo Nakote, which I'm sure I'm butchering, but it's the iconic shouts of the sumo referee that means continue on with the match. You shout this before when you start a game of Slambo, which I think is fun. So you shout that. Anything that you do in this game, you shout. Especially when you shout Haiji. When the player that you just beat humiliates themselves by not following the rules of the game. So let's get into a little bit how to play this game. Well, like I said, this is a 2-4 player game. Takes 5. Could take 2 minutes, honestly. it might take a little bit more than 2 minutes, but 5 to 10 minutes, 5 to 10, 15 minutes ish, depending on how many people we have and how quickly you play. One, how do you play? So you're going to be dealt a specific number of cards, depending on how many players you have. And those cards range, there's a little bit of variety. So one is blue cards and red cards. So if you look at the pictures, if you're watching on YouTube here, you know, you're going to have specific cards. And so there's red cards and blue cards. The blue cards are positive. The red cards are negative. Also, every match of Slambo starts at the number 5. And so the goal, like I said, is to not go over 10 or below 0. And so on your turn, you're going to play a card from your hand. And again, you're going to have a range of those cards. So you'll either have, you know, a positive number or a negative, and you play one of them. Again, so you're going to lower that total number. So let's say, again, every game starts at 5. But then let's say I play the 3. And so then I subtract, or I'm sorry, let's say I play a blue 3. So I'm going to add 3 to the total. So 5, 6, 7, 8. So now the number is 8. And I proclaim that and announce it to the rest of the table that if it's, the number is 8. And so the next player either has to play cards that, again, doesn't go above 10 or go below 0. But so let's say they could play a 2 and knock it all the way to 10. So let's say they play a 2 and, you know, they announce it's 10. Well, then play continues on and on until a player basically can't play a legal play. And so they play the card from their hand, and it's illegal. It knocks it, like, to negative one. And so somebody say, Hygie. And so then you end the round in humiliation and embarrassment for that player. And they take a Hygie card. You'll continue to play these Hygie or play throughout the rounds until, somebody collects. It depends on how long you want to play. I think it's like five Hygie cards or three. I think it's three, actually, is how many you're supposed to collect for like a lower player count. But you can play as many. I mean, you could play if you want to keep playing, you can play past that. But you'll continue to play until you collect a certain amount of Hygie cards, which means that you've lost too many rounds. Now, again, you'll be playing, you're kind of manipulating the board a little bit and kind of thinking through what the other players have, especially if you're just playing with two players. You could go back and forth. There's always a card or two, and especially in like a two-player game, that is removed, and so there is always a little variability. And so you're just playing back and forth. That feels like a tug of war, which makes sense because it's sumo wrestling. Now, one thing that you'll also do, and especially in a three or four player game, is again, you'll be going around the table. And so, sometimes, you'll play a card, but it'll come all the way back around to you, and it's a totally different number. Now, what I will say is when you play through, everybody has, like seven cards in their hand. And let's say everybody starts with seven and you play through all the cards and you haven't had somebody, go over or below the threshold. Well, then you will add a Hygie card to the stack and you continue on, shuffle the cards back up, deal them back out and play again. And so this way you can go through multiple rounds of nobody breaking the rules or, tapping out. And you stacking those Hygie cards. And so it's eventually at one point, kind of winner take all or loser takes the L because those Hygie cards are stacked high. And so you're just going to take all of them and lose. And so that's one thing that I think is really cool is that you can kind of push the limit a little bit and start playing through like multiple rounds. And you're like, oh, okay, so whoever loses this round is going to lose the game. It's not no longer just a one-round game. It is now a one round to win them all and one round to lose them. And so I think that's a fascinating thing there to go. So again, you could do this until the determined amount of Hygie cards, which I think is like three. And so you're just playing these cards back and forth. So that's basically how you play. It's honestly incredibly simple. You just, kind of deductive reasoning on what cards you have in your hand. You have a lot of positive cards, and that means a player has a lot of negative cards more than likely, especially if you're in a two-player game. If you're in a 3-4 player game, it's a little bit more than that. You're definitely looking through. Everybody's trying to feel out what everybody's hands are. It's a little bit different in that regard. Now, I will say this. In a 3-4 player game, so normally, and so the ranges on the cards, I want to dive into just a little bit. So there's a couple more. There's duplicates of like the three and I think the four for the positive numbers. But for the negative cards, it's like different numbers. So that's kind of like offsets. There's like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, like 8 and 9. But then for the negatives, it's just a little bit different per positive and negative card. But really, when you play with 3-4 players, this is where it kind of gets a little funky, is you have these set specialty cards. So these specialty cards kind of do a couple of the different things. One, it adds more cards because like in a two-player game, you play with just the normal cards, like the red cards and the blue cards that only add and subtract. That's all they do. In a 3-4-player game, you're going to play with these specialty cards, kind of give enough cards to all the players so that you start out with a good hand. So one, it does that. But two, more specifically, they add some really interesting variety, I think, and makes me honestly enjoy this at 3-4 players, I think, more. Even though a sumo wrestler is, you think of like two players are competing. Well, with these special cards, let me get to these. The special cards, one, some of them are just like a positive number. Like it's like an 8 or a 9. It's like a really, really high number. One of them is either a positive or negative. And so you can choose, like, when you play it, do I want it to be a positive or want it to be a negative? So that's pretty neat. And so it gives you a lot of flexibility. One of the other cards is like a zero. One of them does something very, I think, honestly, this is my favorite part, is it reverses the turn order. And so that is fantastic. So it's like a one, but it changes the turn order. And it's basically reverse from Uno. That's all it is. It's reverse from Uno. And so you play it, and it adds or subtracts like normal. But then the player who went before you goes again, and you keep going. So, you know, if you're going clockwise normally, then it'll make it send it back counterclockwise. That can be stating to specific players. Or the way you're playing game, because you're playing, and you have, you know, like only a couple cards left, and you're like, well, I need to play a positive card here, or you only have positive cards, and so you like play the lowest one you can, and it brings it up to like nine, and then the player before you like minuses one, but then reverses it back to you, and so you only have like another positive cards that are gonna make it bust, so I think that's a really really neat card. The reversing, and then I've seen it where it's reversed and then reversed, and so it throws a tailspin. Players into a tailspin because you're like, oh no, what do I do here in this situation where I was not expecting to play, let alone once, but then twice again. And so that's what those specific cards do. And again, reason for those is kind of thicken the deck a little bit, especially when you're playing with 3 to 4 players. But more importantly, I think it adds a really nice variety to just the positive and negative cards. Again, when a player, you know, can't play, you say, Haiji, and you tap out, and they lose. And so I think it's a really neat way to play through, you know, different things. I think quick card games for 2 to 4 players like this is a fantastic, you know, game that we don't get a lot of. Like, you know, we review a lot of games on this podcast and a lot of heavy games, but like, how many good games can you play in 5 to 10 minutes? That are just goofy fun. That's really what this ends up being. Like, if we take a look at these cards, like, you just have like 2 sumo wrestlers on the cards. And here's that specific. It's a 7 plus or minus this card referring to. And so I think that's just such a neat thing. Or, oh, there's another card that plays the card that was last played. So if somebody played like a 3 plus, then it would copy. It just copies the prior card. Oh, and like a little breakdown here, now that I have the image pulled up, for those watching, so you have a 1, 2, 3 and a 3, and then a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for the positive numbers. And then you have a 1, 2, 3 -4, -4, 5, 6, 7 on the negative cards, and so it's a little bit offset in the way it plays, so it also just adds variety. And that you can't just, you know, manipulate. If you just played everything in perfect sequence, that it would always work out. That is not going to be the case. You have to play your cards correctly, or you might go above or below that. And so, important thing to hear, to keep in mind when you're playing. Again, this cute artwork by Sai Bipu, and then Ryan Richford is the designer of this. You know... it's goofy. It's just I love it. I think it's goofy and funny. Oh man. And so anyway, you've got these handy dandy player aids to keep track of the numbers, and so you can use those. And then you can, on the bottom of the card tells you like the special icons for the special cards. Again, you're playing this in, you know, 5 to 15 minutes. And you know, honestly, for a lot of these games, they get kind of okay, you know, overall ratings. And I don't know if that's always fair. I think, you know, we know what this game is meant to be. It's a hand management sumo wrestling card game. I think it has like 30 cards in it. Again, it's a box. You know, a lot of these games are like literally the box is the card. It is the size of the cards, and that's it. And so anyway, I think this is just really fun and really just goofy. It's a goofy card game. And, you know, honestly, the table that I played it with was enjoyed it so much, and the different things that it, you know, just back and forth gameplay. This is not a game you're going to play all night long, but if you're looking for something just goofy and just light card game, card played, hand management, just back and forth, boom, 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 boom. This is fantastic. It takes place, like, the 5 minute mark is actually correct. Like, this game could literally take 5 minutes, especially if you played like a low Haji card. Like, if you just like won, let's just play one round or two rounds, or first to two or three. Like, especially if two players, I mean, that'll play in 5 minutes. Absolutely. You could definitely, if you know what you're doing. And so, all of these are just fantastic ways to get easy, quick card games into your collection, and this is one that I highly recommend. Is that it's just goofy, and I love goofy card games. I think they're well needed, and again, we love adding variety to a collection, and this is one that does add variety to a collection. And the designer is Ryan the Boulder Richford, so. That alone, that's a fan, the Boulder, fantastic nickname for the game Slambo. So thank you for joining us today, the week of All Play. And again, this is Slambo by All Play. Again, if you have feedback on anything that we review, please send us either an email or visit our website. Our website's thegametablepodcast.com. And if you shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com, follow us on BGG, give us 5-star reviews on all of your, podcast players of choice. And follow us on socials. We'll be posting all this week, for all the games that we've are reviewing and taking a look at. And again, this is just kind of a mini, episode, like we're doing all week. And so we appreciate all of these heroic actions that you do for us. We love that. We love everything that everybody does for us. And we appreciate our listeners and our viewers and all of those. So special thanks to you all. And also a special thanks to Ashley McCaffrey for our cover art, and Anna Snyder, who made the intro and outro music that we play regularly, and Alexa Chislin for the how to play on a regular basis as well. So thank you so much for joining me. As always, stay gaming in this the week of All Play. Hello. What am I saying? It's the week of All Play. Keep playing All Play all the time. That's what we love. We love games. Keep playing games. And again, 'tis the season. Merry Christmas, everyone, and a happy new year. Be ready for those episodes coming up soon. So thank you.